825 WSGW, your morning team of Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. With great respect we have, of course, for you, our listening audience will say, on this Monday broadcast. In studio, Dave and Pat and Charlie and Art Lewis, you in your home studio. I know you're jamming along to Aretha there, aren't you?
Actually, as a non-movie goer, it is one movie I want to go see.
Well, it did make its debut, and as I understand it, a respectable number four, it says at the box office, earning $8.8 million, which it says here was on par with the pre-box office projections. I didn't know they did pre-box office projections. Yeah, did they? Really?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, numbers are always going to be skewed right now with the pandemic, so yeah, that's pretty good, I'd say.
Well, even better than that, it says that, according to CinemaScore, it racked up an A grade from audience reactions on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, what'd they say at Rotten Tomatoes?
It gets a 63% fresh score.
Okay.
Which
they're tough.
They are tough.
They are tough.
You do 60-plus on Rotten Tomatoes, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
And, the question is, does Jennifer Hudson get a second Academy Award for a musical... You know, portrayal.
She is getting props from a lot of people.
I bet she is.
Yeah. And of course, she was chosen by Aretha to portray her. There's also, it says here, there was a 94% score from audiences in another measurement. So that's pretty cool.
And you said earlier today this is the anniversary of her death, right?
Yeah. This date, you know, it's two legends of music. I mean, Elvis Presley.
Oh, Elvis Presley, too.
And Aretha Franklin both passing on the same calendar date.
Yeah, right, right.
So.
Forgot about that. Yeah. I just have this little bit of tidbit because it came up in, in my
tidbit
social media.
Please.
Rock and roll. It was also on this date that 59 years ago today that Pete Best was replaced for another drummer in this little band called the Beatles. That drummer,
oh,
of course.
That's right.
That drummer would be Ringo Starr.
Anyone we know. Really,
that came up in my music history today, that one.
Well, that's legendary, too.
Yeah, so some big events happened on this date. Yeah.
One mediocre to another. Yeah, that was it.
Yes. I would never say that Aretha was mediocre.
I wasn't talking about Aretha.
Who is a good drummer?
Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich, yeah, I see.
No, I agree, though. Who had a good drummer, too?